Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, guys. Great to be back with you again.
Yes, indeed. Now, Britney Spears, her father has spoken out now after being suspended as her conservator. Give us the latest there.
Yeah, he has indeed. This is a statement that's come through overnight from his lawyer. So he hasn't essentially said the words himself, but his lawyer has said the words for him. And basically, we can say that he's not really satisfied with the decision that was handed down yesterday, suspending him as her conservator. He's basically described it as a massive loss for Britney Spears. But still, as he has been all throughout this process, he still remains quite defiant as far as I'm concerned anyway. He's basically saying that throughout this whole thing, maintains that he always tried to do what was in her best interest, both as a father and as her conservator. And as part of that, what his lawyer has said was a voluntary arrangement. That conservatorship was a voluntary arrangement that she entered into, which is debatable. But his lawyer's basically said that also that involved helping her with her career and relationships and staying silent when all of the rumours swirled at different times throughout this period. And as I said, some of that is debatable. One thing that we know for sure is that he's no longer her conservator. An accountant has been put into that role temporarily until a decision is made on whether or not that guardianship needs to actually end altogether, which will happen on the 12th of November. But look, the outcome yesterday is a positive step forward for Britney. It's what her lawyer has wanted all along, and it puts the next steps of, I guess, negotiations and possible investigations into motion. So the story, it's not over yet. There's still a few chapters left to be written.
Good news for the Moulin Rouge musical, though, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah, they won 10 awards, including the Best Musical Award. So the real top award at the Tony Awards this week. That was on Monday. And this is a really, really big deal. It's actually the first Australian-led production or a first Australian-created production to do that at the Tony Awards. It was all put together by Jerry Ryan and a producer by the name of Carmen Pavlovich here in Melbourne, a company called Global Creatures that did the King Kong musical. And Jerry invested a lot of money, millions of dollars, to get this off the ground. And now it's won many awards and has the big bragging rights of being the best musical for the next 12 months after winning that award at the Tony Awards. And no doubt that will give them sort of better marketing power when they come to selling tickets to the show when it eventually opens up here in Melbourne.
Yeah, he's not just a great businessman, Jerry Ryan, being a local Central Victorian as well, but also in sporting world, he's owned professional cycling teams, and no, it's fantastic, and of course, Jayco Caravans as well. It's terrific to see that happening, that is for sure. Okay, what else have we got, Steve?
Well, Bob Dylan's out and about, believe it or not.
He is. He's announced plans for a big tour. It's a very ambitious project, I must say. It begins with a tour across America with some shows planned practically every day throughout the month of November. But his website's actually stating that it's going to become a world tour running right through until the year 2024, which he's 80 at the moment. So do the maths there and work out how old he'll be in the year 2024. But it seems a little bit pie in the sky for me at the moment. He hasn't performed on stage in about 3 years or so, and it's his first big world tour if it gets off the ground since like the 80s. Interesting to see if it actually happens or not. Of course, he has some sexual assault claims that are hanging over his head at the moment in a civil lawsuit, which I suspect will be sorted out pretty soon. But nonetheless, he's planning for big things with that big world tour.
Yeah, it's interesting because, well, as you say, up until 3 years ago, he was on sort of a never-ending tour then. He toured for years and years and years, but always such mixed reviews. They reckon he'd do just new versions of his old songs that were almost unrecognisable, and a lot of people thought he was terrible, but a lot thought he was great as well. I guess in some ways, just to see the iconic Bob Dylan on stage would be awesome. So.
Indeed, yeah, either sort of love him or loathe him. I think you're not either a fan or you're not a fan.
Well, I mentioned earlier, we played a song by Graham Bonnet, and the thing I always think is Bob Dylan was a brilliant songwriter whose songs sound infinitely better when sung by anyone else except Bob Dylan. So that's my take on it. There you go.
Good point.
All righty. Hey, Jaden, have a great week. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you then. Thank you, guys.